When the McLean County Regional Planning Commission recently finished its national search for a new director, it found the leader it wanted pretty close to home. In fact, Raymond Lai comes from the same place as five other civic and government leaders who have come to Bloomington Normal in the last year and a half. Decatur is about an hour's drive south of Bloomington Normal. It might be known more for layoffs, population declines, and school closings than for developing Illinois' best and brightest. But the Macon County seat has become almost a training ground for the Twin Cities. WGLT's Eric Stock explores the Decatur to Bloomington Normal pipeline and how Decatur's more recent leaders suggest impressions about the Twin Cities' neighbors to the south are outdated and in some cases flat out wrong.
Decatur native Patrick Hoban is head of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council. He knows what Decatur is known for. It's right under your nose.
Coming from there, a lot of times it has to do with the smell is the first thing that comes to mind. And me being from Decatur, that's the smell of money. So that's ADM, that's your Tate and Lyle, that's soybean processing.
Agriculture has always been big business in Decatur. It has that in common with McLean County. But Decaturists generally lack the abundance of white-collar jobs central to the Bloomington Normal economy that come from insurance companies, hospitals, and universities. Hoban says he saw the erosion of the blue-collar economy as he grew up in Decatur.
I remember actually crossing some picket lines to go play JFL football. So, I mean, coming from a manufacturing town, I saw a lot of the manufacturers there going into decline. So it was a tougher area to do economic development and real estate development.
Hoban says Decatur commercial real estate of the early 2000s was tough. He spent a decade trying to attract businesses to Decatur in jobs with the city and a nonprofit corporation before coming to the Twin Cities. Hoban says he came to McLean County after a stop in the Chicago suburb of Tinley Park for the opportunity to run a regional economic development firm. Hoban touts what Decatur has done in recent years. He says the city gets a bad rap.
I don't know if it's because it was a manufacturing town. It's probably the same rap that I believe Danville would get, some of the other, you know, more of the blue-collar towns. That's just what the jobs were and the industry and that follows it. And I think that's some of the mentality that came with it.
As recently as 2016, Decatur was one of the fastest shrinking cities in the country. Nearly 5% of the people left between 2010 and 2016. Those population declines and other economic setbacks stem from the 2001 closing of a Bridgestone-Firestone tire plant that once employed nearly 2,000 people. But Hoban says Decatur has transformed in the last few years. Hoban says during his time in Decatur, the city benefited from $1 billion in private investment, mainly from agri-giants Caterpillar and ADM. Some economic indicators still lag similar-sized cities. Leaders say those metrics will take time to reflect the recovery. One major sign of Decatur's recovery is its unemployment rate. It bottomed out in the summer of 2009 at over 14%. A decade later, it was down to 4.5%. That often gets lost in the narrative. Tim Gleason came to Bloomington in 2018 to become city manager after holding the same post in Decatur. He says changing a narrative can be a challenge for smaller cities trying to rebound.
There are some communities where telling that story, you know, trying to be transparent and tell the positives is more important than maybe in some of the other communities around the United States that are more affluent, maybe more things are happening.
Not long after Gleason came to Bloomington, he brought a second-in-command with him to be deputy city manager. Billy Tyus, like Hoban, was born and raised in Decatur. Tyus worked at City Hall for nearly two decades. For anyone unsure about Decatur's transformation, Tyus has a suggestion.
I would encourage people to actually visit the community. And what you'll see is that it is, without a doubt, not what your perception may be.
In addition to private investment, Ty says Decatur has diversified its economy and reinvigorated its downtown. There's new lakefront development, along with a new amphitheater, water park, and other attractions.
When you took the opportunity to step back and look at it, it was an amazing transformation, frankly, to see. Again, it's not the same community that it was 10 years ago.
So why have Decatur leaders taken such a shine to Bloomington jobs of late? The latest in the Decatur pipeline is Raymond Lai. He's just starting as the new executive director of the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. When you ask why hire from Decatur, he says,
I guess why not, right? I guess it's nothing wrong with Decatur. It's a fine community and a lot of things going on.
Bloomington's Billy Taya says many of the ideas they incorporated in Decatur are transferable.
In the last couple of years, we started, while we were in Decatur, to deal with neighborhood revitalization. Well, that's something that we want to do here. You know, so we've been able to dig in and start to maybe develop some ways to deal with that.
Taya says it's not leaders fleeing Decatur for Bloomington Normal. It's more that the creativity needed to try to reverse years of manufacturing declines and population loss make other cities take notice of their work.
When you're in it and you're doing the work and you're doing the hard work and sometimes it gets hard, you're developing a skill set that I know a lot of people from our community, from that community, mm-hmm. have been developing over the years. And when opportunities come about and there are applications, those are recognized.
Patrick Hoban at the EDC says anyone who can emerge from the challenges Decatur has faced becomes battle-tested. He says if McLean County encounters a problem, odds are he's been through it before.
We've had projects that were ready to go, teed up in the last minute, have fallen apart. And you've gone through these challenges before. And a lot of the people that were a part of those teams that were working on that are still around. So being able to call them up, deal with best practices, partner with our regional partners is something that we can still get deals done today.
So if Decatur is seeing such a renaissance, why leave and come into McLean County? Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus says it's still a no-brainer.
I don't know that the city of Bloomington knows how great of a community it is. When you go statewide, and we go to a lot of municipal events, or you go to other communities, this city is often seen as like, you know, why would you not take an opportunity here if it comes about?
And City Manager Tim Gleason says Bloomington has a culture of outside-the-box thinking to solve problems.
It's in Decatur as well, but what I'm saying is it's noticeably greater in the Bloomington Normal area, and we're only 40 miles north, and I've found that interesting, and honestly, it's extremely exciting. Get your creative juices flowing, and it's fun to be a part of that.
Gleason says he sees Bloomington as a cut above many communities, which is why he wanted to move shortly after signing a contract extension in Decatur. I'm Eric Stock.
Raymond Lai is just the latest Decatur connection at the Regional Planning Commission. His predecessor, Vasudha Gadaraju, came from Decatur. She's now the Town of Normal's Director of Innovation and Technology. Unit 5 found its new superintendent from a small town near Decatur. Kristen Kinrick-Weichel is currently the superintendent of Warrensburg-Latham Public Schools.